Solomon is the president of speech in Athens, Oklahoma, Wednesday, September
29, 1948. Yes. Our next United States Senator, Robert S. Kerr. And now may I present to you the governor of Oklahoma, Governor Roy J. Turner.
My fellow Oklahomans, it's indeed a privilege for me to present to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States.
Wonderful, but boys, if you let them down so the people behind can see, I think you do a lot more good. You make yourselves popular by doing that, and you're already popular with me. Madam Chairman, Governor Turner, I certainly do appreciate this turnout. And you know, I feel like I did when I started to come out of Texas. When I got to Gainesville, Texas, there was a crowd just about like this, and Gainesville was the last town in Texas, and I've been riding in Texas for 2 days. And I've seen a million people in Texas, and the governor's been my host. And I kind of hated to leave Texas. Then I came across the river into Marietta, Oklahoma. And a crowd just like this met me there, and it went up to Ardmore, and there were 50,000 people at Ardmore. And it was just like that all the way along. And this afternoon, there were 100,000 people out on the street in Tulsa and about 30,000 in the stadium out there. And it looks as if few people are really interested in things. McAllister and all the rest of the cities where we were, the crowds were just like this. I know what you're laughing at. But there were 60,000 people on the street there, and I don't think they turned them out in that other institution. I want to say to your governor that I don't think my family and I have ever enjoyed a day more thoroughly than we have this day across Oklahoma. We've been most hospitably treated. I couldn't ask for anything better. And as I say, while I'm right next door to my home state, I hate to leave Oklahoma. And I think my whole family feels the same way about it. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a secret. I've been discussing the issues all the way across Oklahoma in these towns, and I made a couple of major speeches in the state. And the train has managed to get about 20 or 25 minutes late. And I'm due in Missouri at certain hours for three towns over there. And I've asked Bob Kerr to stop here and make my speech for me. He's going to speak to you after the train leaves. And I know you like to hear him because he's a much better speaker than I am. And you're going to send him to the Senate because this is a fight between the special interests and the people. The Democratic Party stands for the people. The Republican Party stands for the special interests. And that's been the case ever since the two parties have been in existence. An action of this 3-0 Congress conclusively proved that the Republicans are still the same old gang they always were. They are for special interests, and they don't care much about what happens to the people. And the best way to cure that situation is for everybody to go out and vote on Election Day and roll up such a big majority here in Oklahoma that the whole world will know that you don't believe in special privilege. You believe in the rights of the people. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the cordial reception I've had in this great state. Now, how would you like to meet my family?
Good off.
Now, here's my daughter, Margaret.
You see, I'm not kidnapping any Oklahomans. I'm letting them all off. I'd like to do it. I mean kidnap them.